Live from the No Panic Zone, where the disinfectant flows like rain but smells like flowers. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It is Tuesday, July the 7th, 2020. That's right. Welcome to it here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the left's ongoing fantasies about the destruction of America by way of the pandemic seems to get more surreal every day. I mean, yes, cases of positive COVID tests continue to soar, but the number of people dying continues to dwindle every single day. Number two, Ghislaine Maxwell is on suicide watch. I mean, she should be after her longtime lover and boss, Jeff Epstein, was able to hang himself on his knees in the most secure jail cell in New York City. Yeah, you'd be careful. And number one, the left has truly lost its mind. I keep hearing these reports about the dark and divisive speech President Trump gave at Mount Rushmore. The problem is the president defended America and the Constitution, you know, like he should. And this is what the left calls divisive in 2020. Here are some other crazy, controversial, racist, and divisive ideas that I've found Trump and other Americans talking about in recent weeks. The freedom of a religion, you know, to worship as you see fit. The freedom of speech, of the press, to peaceably assemble. A redress of grievances. All radical ideas now for the first time since 1776. The foundational principles of America are now all radical ideas. The idea that you could worship as you see fit and call things the way you see them. And to speak out and say it the way you think it should be. Radical ideas. In Joe Biden's America. Radical ideas in Chuck Schumer's America. The idea that you talk about all men are created equal. That you talk about the greatness of America and American exceptionalism in 2020 is a radical idea, apparently. I want to give you the flip side of this. I do. I'm going to present to you a couple of very strong women to defend the point of view that is a bit different, to say the least. Let's start with bite number two from the greatest governor in America right now, I think, Kristi Noem, South Dakota. If you haven't heard of Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, you should. I would trade her up, even up right now. Oh, hell, I'd have to pay cash, too. But I'd make the trade right now for her to be my governor. Listen to what she has to say about America, about this country, about celebrating independence here in the United States. It's bite number two. With Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota. Go.
Let us never forget that today, that our government has the power that it does because the people have consented to it. We have consented specifically to a government that will serve all of us equally and that it will protect and uphold the fundamental rights enumerated by our Constitution. It is our duty to renew our commitment to these ideals and to pass them on to those who come after us. These ideals cannot be dismissed as the irrelevant opinions of flawed men. Our founders had their flaws, certainly, but to use those flaws to condemn their ideals is unjust and self-defeating. How many of us have lived up to our own ideals? Without the words, the ideals, and the sacrifices of these few, the world would not have a ringing example of true freedom. We can speak and write, worship, work, defend ourselves, and even protest as we see fit. Because of these men and their ideals, to attempt to cancel the founding generation is an attempt to cancel our own freedoms.
She is spot on. It's an attempt to cancel our freedoms. I mentioned earlier the latest University of Higher Learning, the University of Pittsburgh. Students are voting against freedom of speech. Voting against freedom of speech. How asinine. How asinine. Honestly, absurd. So, there's one strong woman for you. How about another one here? Because the inference is that Donald Trump doesn't like women, he doesn't like minorities, and all this nonsense. So I'm here to set the record straight that if that's your misconception of the world, you're wrong, and I'm here to clear it up for you. I'm here to help you out. I'm here to shine the light on the path of truth. And I've got a pretty bright flashlight, so sit tight. My next guest of honor is Kayleigh McEnany. She's been on this program many, many times before she took the new job as press secretary for the president, for the White House. Met her many times. Spent time talking to her at different events. Well, yesterday she stated quite clearly, why the hordes of intellectually defenseless and historically illiterate mobs that are running in the streets will be soundly rejected in November. And I believe that to be true. I think the historically illiterate mobs in the streets tearing down statues and setting fire and trying to destroy police officers and murder them when possible will be rejected by voters. The silent majority is larger. I believe there are Democrats, millions of Democrats, who look at this and are appalled that this is their party. That their party would support the reduction of $1 billion in police funding in New York City. That they would actually take down the special crime unit that focused on gangs. That the special victims unit in Los Angeles would be removed so that those that are the victims of sexual crimes get no more special treatment than anybody else and no more focus or attention. I think there are millions of Democrats that reject that idea. Even millions who dislike Donald Trump strongly but say, what choice do I have? That's what I believe. Kayleigh McEnany says, those that stand for burning down our cities and burning down our Constitution will be rejected come November. Bite number four with Kayleigh McEnany. Listen to this. Bite four.
America's the greatest country on earth. This nation and the bedrock of freedom put in place by our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence has done more for the world and for the advancement of human history than any country on planet Earth. This is a good country, a country to be proud of, and the president will never apologize for what makes America great. But what the president is saying here and has said quite clearly in his speech, we're not for the ripping down of monuments, the tearing down of our history. And America stands with him. 71% are against the ripping down of statues and monuments and are quite proud of this country and what we've done to advance freedom across the world.
Man, I just like her, don't you? I just like her. We should get her on the program, but I don't think she's been on here since. Has she been on since she got the promotion? I don't think so. Well, let's look into that. All right. So Kayleigh also set the record straight on what is and what is not a culture war in America. What is and what is not a culture war in America? Let's sneak this one in. It's bite number five before we hit the break. Bite five, go.
This July 4th, the president said, our movement is based on lifting all citizens to reach their fullest God-given potential. Never forget, we are one family and one nation. We will teach our children to cherish and adore their country so they can build its future. This vision is not a culture war, as the media seeks to falsely proclaim. It's an embrace of our American family, our values, our freedom, and our future.
Only in 2020, only in a leftist utopia could be called divisive to teach your children to love the country in which they were born, to love the nation they were born into. Only the left could call that divisive. Shocking. You know better. So do I. 14 after. The Steve Gerber Show. You are in the no panic zone. Don't go anywhere. We're celebrating summer at the Wyckoff Wellness Center by saving you money on Dr. Wyckoff's most recommended nutritional supplements. During the entire month of July at Wyckoff Wellness Center, we'll take 20% off all the supplements we sell during our July Super Supplement Sale. These supplements meet Dr. Wyckoff's exacting demands. You can buy them at Wyckoff Wellness Center in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com, and you can order from anywhere. Celebrate summer with the July Super Supplement Sale at Wyckoff Wellness Center, wyckoffwellness.com.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales Event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. Hand assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer Sales Event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling three jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.